It's like July the 12th, 2020, right around almost 10 a.m. This isn't really an official Little Saigon report because I've been really lazy about my solo reports recently. I've been mostly just interviewing people or podcasting with people, but I suck. I'm kidding. My attitude sucks. You know, actually, I had kind of a good week. I did a paint job. I got paid for the paint job, and the people were happy with the job I did. And that may sound small, but getting paid for a job well done is actually its own reward, isn't it? Including the money, which helps pay for rent and food. All the stuff you need to make whatever slurry or curry or stew you have to make. Protein ain't cheap, you know. Protein is not cheap. It is not cheap to get protein. You have to search the mountain high, the mountain low. Protein is not cheap, man. Now, one of the questions you might ask is, Dan, why are you drinking Rainier and vaping weed at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning on July the 12th, 2020? Well, because, listen, it's wonderful if you have a really great attitude about all this dystopian bullshit. And God bless the optimists because this world needs them. But there are the rest of us or the other people like me that kind of see the dark edges and the cracks and the holes and the fucking, some of us actually notice that somebody painted over a shotgun blast. Some people don't. It's like, oh, what's that? Oh, that's just a red spot on the ceiling. That's nothing. Don't worry about that. But some of us say, you know, that looks like somebody blew their brains out and they were lazy. And instead of cleaning up the blood, they simply took whitewash and painted over blood. And now we have that distinctive artistic approach that, you know, only Klimt could appreciate because he worked in multiple materials in his painting style. Klimt, that's K-L-I-M-T. If you want to look up Klimt, look up Klimt. That's your own fucking business. I'm thinking about, you know, other things. But yeah, I just don't care. Do I want life to get better? Sure I do. Do I want to believe that the people that run the world actually give a shit about me? Well, they don't. And I think that it's possible that there's a scenario where we go back to normal. But if normal is the normal that drove me to the edge of the abyss, then I'm not really sure that's a good spot either. You know, someone today on Twitter was kind of like talking to me and it was like the question, the basic question was, well, what happens next, Dan? What happens next? And all I can tell you at this point is my instincts tell me things are going to get worse before they get better. So whatever status bullshit you've seen, whatever crooked, nasty Bill Gates shove a fucking Rona hand grenade up your sphincter bullshit you've seen so far, I would expect it to get fucking worse. I would expect the contact tracing shit to be very dystopian, very dehumanizing. I would expect a lot of neighborhoods in Seattle will watch their neighbors get abused, will watch their neighbors get set upon, and will do nothing. In fact, I will predict a lot of neighbors in this fucking city will report their neighbors. That's how much I think the people of Seattle suck. It would be great to believe they had courage, you know, courage to stand up to lies. It would be great to believe if Seattle was still cool. I think this was once a really cool city. But the reality is, it's now kind of a douchebag, real estate whore, commie paradise where you've got morons like that Kavana Savant Oblana woman socialist, or you've got Jenny fucking Jerkin Durkin, or Carmen Best, the chief of Seattle and the Lord Princess of Chop Seattle. They're all fucking moron scumbags. This is a scumbag city. If you live in Seattle, you're currently living in a scumbag city. And it didn't have to be this way. It could still be different. If we actually gave a shit, we could change it. But I fear a lot of people in this city are going to turn in their neighbors. And that's not funny. And it's not something to smile about. But I guess that's a little dose of reality with your morning coffee. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I know I got this Burl Ives, Orson Welles bullshit beard going. I don't know. Fat Brando. Whatever you want to call me, I don't give a shit. But I got this fucking beard going. And I don't know what to say about it. It's really mostly gray, which completely represents my age. And oh, to all you people out there who color your hair, fuck you. I don't mean green or blue. If you color your hair green or blue or some obvious fucking color where it probably isn't your natural color, unless you grew up around, like, I don't know, Chernobyl. But if you paint your hair green, blue, pink, whatever, I'm not talking to you. To all you motherfuckers that dye your hair natural colors, stop it. Stop. That's spelled S-T-A-H-P. Stop. Stop dyeing your hair in natural colors. There is nothing natural about it. It looks gross. If you're afraid of growing old, that's your problem. But the gray is part of it, and I think you should accept it. I also think that, yeah, I don't like this crap about how people think that somehow you can just, I don't know. Maybe I'm being a jerk about this. But stop coloring your hair in natural colors. Just let your hair be its own color. Stop poisoning yourself with all that fucking shit. I'm just saying. Just saying. And what else is relevant? Because I think this is a dystopia. And I just don't give a shit right now. And I know that Jesus doesn't like it. But that's where I'm at. Oh, yeah. So that my church is opening up again. My church is opening up again, but it's opening up at, I think, like 50% or 25% capacity or some crazy number. You'll have to wear a mask in church, and I'm just going to tell you straight up, I won't do that ever. I won't go to that church again. I really did believe that it was a good church, but any church that would actually do that means they care more about obedience to the state than the health of their parishioners. It is not healthy for old people, young people, especially in the summertime, to be wearing those fucking masks. It is not healthy. If you believe it's healthy, you're being suckered. All those papers that are being published, isn't it funny that all those papers on the safety of mask wearing are just randomly being published this fucking year? Okay, do some fucking research, but use some fucking common sense. Putting a mask on your kid in the summertime is like locking your kid in your fucking car with the windows fucking rolled up, no air conditioning. Okay, just leaving them there. If you think that's cool, then great, you're a shitty parent. I'm telling you, you're a shitty parent. If you think that mask is cool, then you're the kind of fucking parent that would lock their kid in a fucking hot car in the summertime. And if you think I'm being unfair, well, guess what? Life ain't fucking fair. And if you're teaching your kids that life is fair for everyone all the time, or perfect or wonderful, or that you're special, fuck you. You're screwing it up. Anyways. But yeah. I think wearing a mask or having your kid wear a mask is like locking your kid in a car in the summer with the windows rolled up. That's my opinion. That's what it's like making your kid wear a mask in the summertime. And there is no logical reason to do it outside in the hot sun. And since historically tuberculosis clinics were opened in the desert for a reason, let's think about the reason. Low humidity, that's the droplets. Oh, lots of sunlight. That's the kill of the UV energy. So riddle me, why the fuck Nevada has an outside mask rule? That makes no historical sense. That makes no scientific sense. It is a level of totally deconstructed postmodernist illogical bullshit that only Jacques Derrida, while doing several lines of cocaine and dancing backwards in outer space without a vac suit, could understand. Thank you. So yeah, I'm doing okay, but I'm not doing great. And actually, the painting thing was good news. I mean, it's good to do a job well. I it's the first time I've ever painted a fucking apartment or condo. I think I could have used a little less paint, but I also, you know, sometimes it's better to use too much than too little. I mean, and you know, I don't know. Maybe most things in life, when it comes to doing the job, is just about being concerned enough to not fuck it up, or rather knowing you're getting paid, so don't be a jerk. I really don't know if it's that complicated. It's a lot about hard work, and as far as painting goes, a big portion of it is the prep work. If you get the prep work right, you can make little mistakes and it's no big deal. If you fuck up the prep work, the mistakes really do get amplified. But that actually applies to many things, including engineering and computer science. When you're building software, a lot of the smart stuff you do is up front. And if you decide, well, I can always do it later because Agile says I can always postpone it and do it later. No, actually, if you were to paint an apartment the Agile way, it would look really gross, really, really gloppy, and would probably have 7 different tones of paint by the time it's done. So yeah, I think that you paint a home rationally and logically, and I think that a big part of that is prep work. So your preparation is a big, big deal. You just don't rush that shit. Anywho, I'm going to let you guys go because I don't even know why I'm doing this podcast this way. I was supposed to do a real one. I have a podcast with Jim this afternoon, and I love talking with him, but I'm like in one of those shitty moods where it's like, fuck. And yet I don't have a good reason because I made some money. But maybe the paint fumes got to me. You know, those mineral spirits and alcohol compounds and chemicals that come off of paint as they cure, that might drive a man crazy. And what if I became a painter, a successful painter, and I huffed more fumes as a result? What happens? Is that like reverse Flowers of Algernon? And I don't... I don't want to go there.